Alcova Mortgage is here for good. We are locally owned, value great communication, and are committed to our Covington community. Call Alcova Mortgage Covington at 540-962-7152 or visit alcovahighlands.com to get in touch for your mortgage lending needs.
Alcova Mortgage, NMLS ID 40508. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org. Equal housing lender. Terms and conditions apply. All loans subject to credit approval.
What up, what up, what up, though? Ball Hawk Show.
What up, what up, what up, though? Ball Hawk Show.
I did want to discuss, I want to transition back to not just the NBA, but even NFL, because we could do both sports. The evolution of the game, how the game has evolved, right? So it was like somebody put up, shared something with me through email, like John Morant saying he would cook Michael Jordan. He just felt like he got that confidence he could cook Michael Jordan. And then they interviewed Scottie Pippen and asked him, was it harder to win in today's game versus in which he played? And he said it was. So I want to ask you guys thoughts on that. I want to ask you guys thoughts on that before I share my thoughts on just the game today versus the golden years of when they
can play. Allow my nigga like T go first, because I'm just a loudmouth nigga.
Yeah. Hey, I'm about to get out of here if I can go real quick.
So, Carlos, go ahead. You about to go. Go ahead.
If we talk about
the nigga with their hand up.
Oh, my bad. My bad. Neighborhood, I ain't even looking at my phone. My bad, Brody.
My fault, neighborhood. I'm about to go spend time with my dog.
Go ahead, G.
I think if you look at now,
oh, you're in the Matrix.
There is much more parity. Oh, am I in the Matrix?
No, you good.
Can you
now.
Hear me?
You good now.
Okay. There's a lot more parity. You look at classic NBA, mm-hmm. like you had only a certain number of teams that were being competitive every year. There was a lot more dynasties. I think you have a lot more talent spread out now, especially in the NFL. Ever since they started free agency in the 90s, you've seen a lot more talent all over the place. You don't see necessarily the same teams winning every year, kind of like you used to. So I do think that the talent is more spread out, but also there's always going to be advancements in the game, right? Yeah. Like players now have access to doing more and preparing for the game and as they grow up. So yeah, you know, guys are naturally like faster than ever before. You look at the combine every year, you got more and more guys running fast times. So like, guys do have, there has been advancements in athleticism, advancements in technology, advancements in like analytics. You look at the games are played differently now. Like this is much more of a passing league when you look at what guys can do and things like that. So yeah, you're naturally going to like, you're supposed to see advancements forward as the game progresses. But the last thing I'll say is like, what is John Morant? Like he's supposed to say stuff like that. Like if you're a competitor, like that's the mentality that you should have. Like, because if he would have went up there and be like, nah, Jordan would have beat me. Like, you know what I'm saying? We'd be ripping him anyway. So like he has that competitor. He knows his athleticism. He knows how the game is now. Like anybody who watches NBA now, you know, it's a lot more skilled now than it was before. You know what I'm saying? Used to be ran out of the post, dump it down low, do all that. But now the advancements in the games. So yeah, like it is tougher to win now. There is more parity and that's how it's supposed to be.
I think it's dependent on the sport. Cause I ain't gonna lie, bro. In football, when niggas was really getting laid out, I feel like nigga who was a little bit tougher. Nigga, you run a post, you really get cracked by a safety. It's different because it's way more protected. But in terms of basketball and most like sports, these old niggas be lying, bro. The game has evolved to a way deeper level where there's more talent by virtue on every single team.
Like, but you do know Scottie said that it is harder today than when he played.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And also to John Cook and Jordan, I ain't gonna lie, bro. Shaggy be talking a whole bunch of shit about Jordan. I watched some Jordan defensive clips recently. John probably would have gave that nigga like a cool 30, 25.
Yeah, bro, I've seen Jordan in some playoff games. He's getting bodied. He's getting, a few times.
Yeah, like, a lot of niggas was getting by Jordan. Like, he really wasn't the defender.
But what was Jordan putting up, though?
Jordan definitely gave niggas buckets, but the real defender was Scottie. Jordan was not the defender niggas think he is.
Cause, no, he wasn't because that wasn't his role on the team.
Nigga, let's not like John not going to just climb on MJ and just lay it up to the hoop a few times. Like
that's what it sounded like people think.
But you got to realize John got to play defense too. And if y'all seen John,
oh, I didn't say he winning.
No. He was just, so they just either. Speaking. They're speaking in the same context with Ja was saying because Ja just said he would cook Mike. That's all he was. So
it'd be disingenuous to say John not getting no buckets.
I'm not gonna say he not getting no buckets, but do you know what it means to be cooked?
Hold on, wait,
Ja actually shoots better than most of the niggas in Jordan's fucking era. Like, is that, isn't that crazy?
Time out. Hold on. I want D to speak, but T, I gotta clarify. What do you mean? The guy Josh shoots better than guys that Jordan played against. Clarify that for me before I let D go.
Well, if you look, I think it's since I forgot what year in 2002, but league average of 3-point shooting has went up. So comparatively, majority of the guys Jordan was facing against are actually worse shooters. Meaning, like even the perimeter guards at that time were worse shooters, making it actually like he would have to guard him a lot differently in today's game.
So here's the thing.
You know what the term volume shooter means, bro? It's more volume shooters now than it has ever been. If you look at the rate of 3-point shooting right now, compared to all the years past, is way up. Like when people bring up the Steph Curry's a way better shooter than anybody, like, yeah, he shot way more threes. Yeah.
Somebody in the blender.
It's T in the blender. Go ahead, D, and then I'm gonna get to the hands too. Cause T makes some great points.
I got something to rebuttal that.
I just need to know the definition of cooked. What does cooked mean? Does cooked mean I'm gonna put 15, 20, 30 cooked points on you when somebody and still get cooked lose? Like, what is cooked? What's the definition?
You can get cooked with a quick 20.
No, bro.
You don't got to be nothing.
You can cook.
No, bro. Hold on. Getting cooked means you win your matchup by a convincing margin, bro.
Oh, come on. 25
points. No, it don't mean that.
You can get cooked and still be in a close game.
No, bro. I'm talking about a one-on-one matchup. What cooked means versus...
means you win, then I don't think he's cooking Jordan. But if
John Morant means Michael Jordan can't guard,
you score a bunch of points,
that's what I think,
and you
cook
still
meant.
Lose, he can cook.
Yeah, facts.
Okay. I always, like, when niggas can't guard you, we say, like, oh, that nigga got cooked. Like,
exactly. Somebody can't guard somebody. That means they got cooked.
But, T, check this out, though. Do you know that when people talk shit like that to Jordan, that pissed him off even more, and that brought out the dog in him?
This is all narrative talk.
No one is saying
Hold up, coach. Do not start that shit. Do not start these lies about this man, dog. They bring out the dog in him. They want to hear that bullshit, man. Look at the Jumbotron. This white boy busting Michael Jordan ass. Look at the Jumbotron.
It must
nigga.
Be Rick Rex Chapman that he talking
busting
about.
Busting his ass.
It gotta be the Rex Chapman. Yeah,
what you talking about? You acting like the dog and John are gonna come out.
It's the Rex Chapman video.
John gonna start getting out there.
You don't think John can do that, Ahmad?
He was cooking. Rex was.
You don't think John could do that?
I mean, yeah, man. It's possible, yeah, definitely.
Bro,
Jordan, hold on, I saw Josh.
Here's my thing.
What year was? Does anybody know what year this was when he was doing this?
Nah.
Was that Mike's past his prime? Was that Mike at the height of his career? Because we talk
that's
about
the height of his career.
No, this ain't that.
This is like, you know, this is like, go look
up
them,
go look up that Buck series with Michael Jordan and Scottie. Hey,
okay, for all the old heads, didn't he struggle guarding smaller guards?
No. Later in his career.
Nigga, that's a fact. That's a bold faced lie. What the fuck? The game film proves otherwise.
What are you talking about?
He struggles against smaller guards. That's like an actual fact about Jordan.
No. That's an opinion. Stop saying shit is fact. It's an opinion.
Man, bro, I'm going to get the tips for you. Let me respond to T real quick.
When it came to small guards, that's why I asked Shaggy what year it was. Because you talk about a prime Ja, and we're talking about an older Mike. That's how y'all always do this shit. Give me a prime Mike getting cooked by a small guard. do that.
Mike can't guard. No, Mike. Can't guard no guard in today's NBA.
Shaggy, you and
hold on,
Shaggy, you and this young ass nigga, go find me some film of somebody cooking.
I'm gonna go find it right now. Watch this. Go do your Googles.
Since y'all got all this goddamn.
But hold on, bro. Go find it. I got something to say about that though. The whole Ja Morant versus MJ thing. Y'all basing this because y'all victims of the moment, bro. Like, come on, bro.
Y'all
couldn't even kick Clay, bro.
Nice.
Like, what are we talking about?
But what?
Like,
what
are you talking about? What series did you watch?
Go ahead, man. Go ahead, Certify. How'd your hand?
What the fuck did you watch, my nigga?
I just want to say, man, like,
SGA on my job, like, man.
Like somebody that Michael Jordan wasn't a good on-ball defender at all. Like most of his, like, everybody.
What?
Michael Jordan was not a good on-ball defender.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
Continue, please.
Okay.
Ascendant Demotron, the smart guard, busting his ass right there.
Most of his defensive first teams was because he was playing the passing lanes. The defensive assignment for the best player on the other team always fell on Scottie Pippen. Like, Mike, I don't understand this. Like, he's been exalted to this defensive specialist that he wasn't.
Nigga has bullshit DPOY.
He got defensive player of the year by playing the passing lane.
Yeah, he did.
Scottie should have won it.
So Mike wasn't too well.
My next part that I wanted to speak on was what Scottie said. Like, the game is different now. You know, this shooting shit is new. They were playing with their backs to the basket up till like the 2000s. Mm-hmm. Like the 2010s is when it really changed. You know what I'm saying? Like 3-point shooting, you know, during Jordan time, and even when Kobe first came into the league, that was like a specialty type position. Like, ain't nobody shooting threes like that except for Reggie Miller. But even then, he was on a...
And the random European white niggas.
Yeah, but it was like, them niggas was coming off the bench. Y'all, they wasn't starters. You know what I'm saying? So it's like... I agree with what Scotty said. Like, the game is different now. You got to be more skilled. You can't just be drafted as like a 3-point shooter or just be drafted as a defensive specialist. Like, you have to have a well-rounded, all-around game. Now, once you get drafted and they weed out, you know, talent for talent, like, some dudes just not good enough to play an all-around game. They get turned into a specialty player. But in order to get drafted, you got to have an all-around game. It wasn't like that in the 80s and 90s. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Scottie Pippen wasn't drafted because he was an all-around player. He was drafted because he played a great defense. And then they turned him into an all-around player.
Do you not think drafts are built the same way, where players are really good in one aspect and they think they can develop other parts of their games? Because I seen it in this year's draft.
I see a lot of people get drafted because I'm just saying that you have to be
Nowadays, you have to be a better all-around basketball player.
No, you don't.
They don't
draft defenders, bro.
That's bullshit.
They 100% draft niggas. Nigga, the Toronto literally drafted.
It depends on what class we talking about, bro. For real.
I think they draft based on athleticism and ticket sales nowadays. That's just my opinion.
And intangibles like wingspan, height, metrics. You know, like
Simmons can't fucking play offense for shit. But he can.
He just can't shoot. He could play offense.
He can play make.
He just can't shoot.
Who we talking about?
He don't want to shoot.
Ben Simmons, my man.
That nigga some shit. Let's change the combo.
Hold on. You posted Muhammad Abdul-Rahim.
He don't even know who that is.
Ass, like, he wasn't one of the nicest guards back in the
day. But y'all just told me that he's the guards. What are we doing right now, bro?
Playoff game.
Hold on.
Like, what are we doing right now?
Respectfully, look at the year. What year was that?
What? 96?
What was Michael's prime? Do you know? No. It wasn't no damn 96.
Bro, I'm not trying to hear that. Man, they was competing for a title that year, man.
Yeah, they was, but that wasn't
like, come on, man. They was competing for a title that year, right?
Give me that 90 through 93, Mike.
They won that title
even
that year.
Even the 89, Mike.
They won the title that year.
He won't. That Mike coming out of baseball, dude. Don't let
because what y'all doing, y'all taking jabs right now.
I'm not gonna lie, and y'all
Mike has six rings. We're gonna pick and choose what year Mike has.
Hold on, Leech. Don't help him, man. Don't help him. Shh. Shut up. I got him. Alex, go ahead, man. Shut up, Leech.
Shaggy, why does nigga think he checked me and shit?
Those my mood.
Hey, I'm gonna headbutt you, dog.
Mike had 39 that game.
Why you acting like Isaiah Thomas never existed?
Oh yeah, Isaiah cooked everybody. So
look, Ahmad, I'm gonna keep it a band, bro. I'm gonna come back with Jordan anti clips.
Can you let
I'm
Alex?
I'm gonna come back with clips on clips of ammo anti Jordan just to prove points.
All right, make sure they're between 93 and under.
Why you trying to pick out years?
Yeah,
because
why I gotta be specific?
Hold on, time out.
No,
wait,
I'm
gonna tell you why.
Let me take 2012. Right,
everybody can't talk at once. Let me tell you why. I'm gonna tell you why. Because y'all in his prime. So I gotta give you prime, Mike. Don't give me no Washington Wizards shit. Because I'm a headbutt you. Don't give me no 1998.
We ain't stooping that low. We ain't gonna do that.
You stoop that low and put goddamn Chris Jackson, who's automatic clip.
Listen, man, anything in the ball jersey count for me.
You saw in that video, nobody stopped him. They put Steve Kerr cooked. Scottie stepped out there, cooked. And that was pre-new age offense. You see, he was coming off screens and stuff, and he was letting them fly. But go ahead, Alex, because I know T going to try to jump in and say something smart. Hurry up, Alex, go, before he get off mute. Go.
Nigga said before he get off mute.
Go ahead, Alex. Go on mute.
Yeah, you can hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's like just an age-old thing. Like, I think every generation does it. Because I haven't heard, like, my grandpa even talk about this. Like, which generation, almost in a sense, what generation was better, almost kind of thing. And, like, I just think, like, guys just get more and more talented in a sense. Like, they're starting to play, you know, like not pro ball, but you know, there's AAU for basketball. There's so many more football camps now. Mm. And I think somebody said it earlier, like, you know, obviously medicine has gotten better since, you know, if you want to go back early 2000s, 80s, 90s, the reference I always use it for me personally, I always go to football and I always, you know, like, I talk to a lot, like my dad and stuff, like he's a 49ers fan. Mm-hmm. And he always talks about like, them and like the Steelers like way back then, and I'm like, yeah, those guys were great for that time, but in the time we play today, and I always use linebackers, like those linebackers could not even get drafted damn near for the most part. Like those big 260 270 270 pound linebackers couldn't play today because the position, it calls for a lot more than just what they did back then. Like,
yeah,
like TJ Watt is a pro, like, you know, you got your TJ Watt, your Luke Kuechly's, hell, Ray Lewis, Fred Warner's, like guys like that. Like, there weren't that many guys like that back then. So the game has just evolved and they're using more and more people on the football field to catch the ball. Like, tight ends weren't a big thing when my dad was, you know, my age. But now, you know, that's a position you got to check and you got to put somebody out there to do it. So
I'll just add on to what you were saying, just to throw in the whole thing. But you're talking about, I'm just saying, would you also say attitudes of the new generation as well? Like, I feel like back then, people used to respect these greats. Oh, Michael Jordan, you know, they was calling him, what, Jesus in the you fine and shit like that.
Yeah. Larry Bird said that and whipped his ass a couple minutes before the game. Like, that was okay, after I get the game. That.
But now we in 2022 and they asking, oh, what'd you do against Michael Jordan? Oh, I'll cook his ass. Like, I just feel like the attitudes have changed.
I feel I'm not scared of Unk like that, bro.
But the thing is,
They talk to her. I mean, they felt like they could cook. Like, you got certain dudes.
I mean, people have been saying that. What
y'all say what he was supposed to say, bro.
What was the guy's name?
I don't think that nigga lied either.
Wasn't there a guy who got drafted to the Wizards who was like, I could beat Mike one-on-one, and Mike cooked him or whatever? I forgot his name. But it's when he was with the Wizards, which nobody likes to count.
Calvin Chaney or somebody?
Yeah, it was somebody. But
there was someone who got drafted this year. He said, oh, LeBron got to show me.
Oh yeah,
was Gerald Wilkins.
But here's the thing though, and that's another
Wilkins,
thing.
The MJ stopper.
Everything people says now. If you notice, anytime these professional athletes get together, they always have their hand over their mouth because everything they say is in the public now. The guys back in the 90s and the 80s, they didn't have as much scrutiny. I'm pretty sure those guys said some wild shit about each other. Mm-hmm. But because there wasn't a reporter every 5 feet away from them or a paparazzi, you know,
just
every
look up
2 feet.
Charles Barkley and the shit that that nigga would do on the court. That nigga would have so many fines that's and suspensions in the league nowadays.
Yeah. No, that's real. I think Allen's doing a great point.
Rasheed Wallace, Rasheed would look at people and get fired.
Nah, Charles Barkley spit on kids at a game. Like, it's different.
But what I'm, how many Charles Barkleys were there back then, though? That's all I'm saying.
A lot. Charles Oakley.
You had the Rick Mahorns. You had the Lambeers and them. You had them assassins. Go ahead, Dwight.
Charles Oakley, Burnett, Stadium.
Keep on exposing that era for me. Keep on.
Bro, back then, I swear they used to have a nigga.
What about them boys on the Pacers?
Go ahead. Oh, the Davis brothers? Not the brothers, but the Davis boys. Yeah, the Davis boys.
To end my point, I just think, I just don't like, I respect the older generation a lot. Mm-hmm. I just don't like when they open up a conversation with, y'all couldn't play in our generation because it was tougher.
And I'm an old head. Physicality
does not equate to talent. And I really hate when they do that because, in a sense, they really taken away from what,
but
from what they did.
More creative
Kevin
offense,
Durant would have still gave all them niggas buckets anyway, if we going, so that physicality.
But they would have said, we'd have elbowed him one good time and he'd have been on the ground.
Steph Curry would have smacked him upside his head.
I agree with you, dog, because it's like if they played in that era, that means they grew up in that era. They not going to transform a player from 2022 to 1980. Like, if he played in 1980, he came up in 1980.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying? So he would be tough enough. Like, that shit sound dumb to me. It don't even make sense.
Also, they act like it's still not hoods in today's society.
Hold
like,
on.
There are definitely some players that come from that background still.
But there's more players that grew up with a silver spoon now, bro.
I got a hand up, so go ahead, Dwight, because he's been waiting patiently.
Yeah, I think, man, like, I'm OG, man. Like, at the end of the day, man, that generational stuff has been going on forever, for 50, 60 years, every generation.
This episode is brought to you by Simple Mobile. Tired of being tied down with a wireless contract? Switch to Simple Mobile and stay connected on a powerful nationwide 5G network. Unlimited talk, text, and data starts at $30 a month with no contracts, activation fees, or credit checks. Visit simplemobile.com today. Out with the old, in with the simple. Compatible 5G-capable device and SIM require. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network not available in all areas. 1 month equals 30 days. See terms and conditions at simplemobile.com.
It says this about the previous one, and the old generation says stuff about the younger one. I think at the end of the day, man, like, it's childish to debate that shit. At the end of the day, man, like, Jordan's era had goons. This era has goons. It's just a modern, it's just the game has evolved. Like, first of all, going back to, I'm going to answer the question. You talking about winning the championship and all of that. First of all, I got a problem with Scotty because Scotty lost credibility with me because he switches up a lot. 1 minute, LeBron's the GOAT. The next, he said MJ's the GOAT. He switches up. And then you're going to come out to sell your book and discredit Jordan, who you said this, that, and whatever. So he's always wishy-washy.
No, but I think Jordan was an asshole.
Scotty aside, when it comes to the football piece, it's the our generation, there was a lot of things that were tougher in regards to rules and regulations. But at the same time, I'm glad they have the rules in place now because safety is more of a protocol. It's more awareness now. Like, some of the stuff we had back in the day was antiquated and outdated. Like, you know, the lack of water breaks, the fact you went full contact, you had two-a-days.
Load management.
Three-a-days. Yeah, no, there was no load management when I played.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I got you. My bad, boss. So, like, at the same time, I celebrate the new generation. I think these kids playing now, basketball and football, are special. They're elite. I think what happens is guys in my generation tend to discredit it because they feel ostracized or forgotten. And then I think sometimes with the younger generation, there's no due diligence on doing your history and learning about the older generation. So there's a disconnect. And that's why you don't have a healthy conversation. And then when it comes to MJ, I've always said the problem with the NBA, which is why we'll always be second fiddle to the NFL, is because y'all don't let new GOATs take the mantle. Y'all are always talking about MJ is the GOAT. MJ did this and MJ did that. When it's not blasphemy in the NFL to say Tom Brady and other players are better. Like, NBA will always play second fiddle because y'all discredit your own GOATs. Like, you don't celebrate the new guys because you are. I mean, think about how the Jordan versus LeBron debate has been going on since LeBron got in.
True shit.
It is never that case in the NFL. Obviously, The NBA is an individualized sport when it comes to promotion. You see their faces, the marketing. The NBA is more connected to social media more than any other sport. But in the NFL, it's okay to celebrate a new guy. It's okay to say Patrick Mahomes is next up. And Tom Brady doesn't hate on that. Like, it's okay to say this guy is this. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, why don't engage in the MVs, Mike Vick, Lamar debate? Because Mike will tell you, that's my family. He'll tell you, Lamar is doing what he did. He's taking what he started and evolving. And there's nothing wrong with that. You don't have to discredit Mike to say Lamar's doing it because Mike crawled so Lamar could walk. But we find ourselves in these endless debates. And to answer your question, Hawk, about championships, depending on which era, I'm always going to stand on this, whether it's high school, college, or pro. Winning a championship is hard as hell. I don't know how many athletes we got in this group right now, but winning a championship is not easy. I don't care what era. You know how many guys is going to leave this era, the Ja Morant era right now, that's not going to win a ring? 10 years from now, we're going to talk about this and their legacy. That don't mean they weren't great.
James Harden.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of guys that's not going to win it, bro. See what I'm saying? But this whole thing about Ja saying he would have cooked Jordan, I have no problem with that. And I grew up during the Jordan era. I have no problem with Ja saying that because somebody asked me one time, they were like, yo, could you have handled this person on the field? I was like, absolutely. I played against Ray Lewis. I played against Ed Reed. So I don't fear nobody. But at the same time, you catch me on any podcast, any radio show, any broadcast, I'm going to tell you straight up, these guys playing right now are special. Like, these guys, they build different because even my son, I'm 6'5", 360. And when I was in high school, I was running a 4'9". My son is 6'6", and he's not done growing. So he has a chance to be 6'7", 6'8". So that's evolution. That's what, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the benefit. We miss out. We be missing out sometimes in these debates, not on this podcast. I'm just saying in general.
In general, yeah.
In general, like, we miss out sometimes because, like, especially I get on my guys in my generation because I be like, bruh, look at these guys playing now. Like, look what they doing. Enjoy it. But I will say this for the old heads. Sometimes, many cases, they feel some kind of way because many of them have been forgotten because there wasn't the internet. And it wasn't social media. You know, so social media is the gift and the curse. Because some guys, like I told my son the other day, I said, there's a lot of mixtapes floating around in basketball. I can make a guy that can't go left, that can't shoot, look like a five-star because of the media, the narrative. And I can make a mixtape highlight, making him look like he nice. Versus the tape didn't lie back in my day because you had to go see somebody. You had to go see it. So, you know, I just want to put that out there, man. It's been a great convo. I just wanted to put that out there in regards to the OGs versus the young Gs. I think, you know, Isaiah Thomas and guys like that, the Kevin Johnsons and them, the Stocktons are forgotten because, you know, they're not talked about in the same
way. Nigga John Stockton can't go left.
Yeah, but my point
Clay being, Thompson can't either.
I'm just saying, you can find a lot of guys now that
one's a role player.
Like, yeah, but like, here, see how you did. Hey, yo, my guy, you just proved my point. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Like, I'm not even debating he couldn't go left. The point is that if he couldn't go left, my man is the all-time assist leader. He couldn't go left. So think about how great that was.
You see shout out Karl Malone.
You know what I'm saying? That's my point.
We will never shout out Karl Malone, bro.
Well, yeah, he is a wild
nigga. We will never even speak his name.
Hey, next whatever up, jersey Luke, number, man, when you
whatever done. Jersey number. Hey, I do want to say one thing before we go to the next person. I respect 90s basketball. I respect 2000s basketball. But I don't respect civil rights basketball.
Right. Yes, I agree with you. That was playing against Milkman and PE teachers.
Niggas had like 8 teams.
But look, bro, the evolution is because, look, bro, when MJ was playing, MJ got drafted, bro.
But they were the same. They were Milkman and PE teachers.
When the NBA, basketball was born in 1946, bro. MJ was hooping at 40 years old, bro.
All I'm saying is, for any time we discredit competition, that person that we aren't giving his flowers to is a product of that. So they were the same.
Damn, did LeBron truly ever get his flowers? And he in his 20th?
No, he didn't.
He in his 20th.
So that's actually what I wanted to say. Hey, good evening, everybody. I hope everybody's good. Dwight, I'm going to piggyback. I just got a question for you real fast. How old are you? Because I'm 39, and I kind of feel what you're saying, but basketball seems to be in the media perpetuates this a lot.
I'm in my 40s. When you saying when you say, I'm just trying to clarify. I understand what you said. Basketball seems to be what I couldn't hear you. What?
Okay, it seems to perpetuate a lot of the older stereotypes and not give guys, like somebody mentioned that LeBron doesn't get his flowers. I'm a person who has LeBron over Jordan as the goal, and it's not particularly close to me, but I do think that Jordan is obviously a legend. He's a top three guy. You can't tell a story of the game about. I think the issue that a lot of people have, although I'm 39, I believe in evolution, and it seems as though everything evolves except basketball. Nobody's gotten better. All of the things in the 90s were better than they were today. And it just seems to me that you mentioned the conversation.
Hey, can I say something about that, bro? I think that's a black thing. That's in rap, bro. That's in basketball. We just don't let our legends flowers, bro. You see rock and roll, they still 56 they do. Going on and tour and shit.
I agree with that 100%. I would say LeBron does get his flowers, but because of social media, everybody has a voice. He's very, very polarizing. Either you love him or you have a massive disdain for him. So it seems like he doesn't get the respect. Like Jordan's love, but Jordan doesn't get the hate. He didn't get the hate coming up. Not saying that he was never criticized, but he didn't get the hate LeBron does because
it wasn't possible. Yeah,
I would say LeBron he gets it now, but the people
that... Michael Jordan was a full-fledged...
LeBron fans itself, though.
Yeah. I think to your point, I'm not looking at my phone, so I'm sorry I couldn't say your name, but I think I get what you're saying, but I'll just say this about when you say GOAT or my GOAT, I think you did a great job of saying that because at the end of the day, it's your perspective who resonates with you.
And I think, look, if people are going to have a serious conversation about them, that's fine. But I think people also need to understand GOAT is subjective. What's greatest to me might not be greatest to Hawk. Yep. Me and Hawk have had these conversations. Me and Hawk have gone back and forth a lot about LeBron and Jordan. Yep. You know what I mean? He think Jordan, I think LeBron. But I know he respects LeBron. And although I troll Jordan and his fans, he knows I respect Jordan. But what we got to understand is greatness is subjective. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, if you grew up in the 90s, Jordan is God to a lot of people. I grew up in the 90s, and he's not to me. As I've gotten older, I've realized I don't have to be beholden to what I've grown up watching. Yeah. I can evolve with my thinking and I can be like, look, Jordan was that guy then and he was that guy until LeBron came. I feel like LeBron is better. Now, God willing, if I'm alive in 20 or so years, there may be a player better than LeBron. That's how things evolve. You know what I mean? I just don't feel like either LeBron or Jordan are infallible. So that's where the conversation needs to be had. Like,
I think that's a great point. I just want to go back to Hawk's original question. I think when he talked about the NFL and the NBA, I think it's tough with the NFL because football in general,
niggas are really getting hurt.
It has evolved, but at the same time,
it ain't changed too much, bro.
No, it has changed a lot. Did you play? I'm not trying to pull
ain't
my
no more.
No,
I'm okay.
saying no.
Let me explain what I mean by hasn't changed too much.
Games on purpose, I'm about to say
football definitely changed, bro. But compared to football as it was 10, 15 years ago,
football has changed. Football has changed tremendously, because if you talk about, Hawk and I played at the highest level. So when I talk about this, and I've coached it, even in recent years, it's changed to the point, man, like NFL, first of all, NFL only goes full contact one day a week now. One day a week. You talking about in the 90s, there were teams in high schools and colleges in the 90s doing three-a-day practices from August 1st to August 30th. Three-a-day in full gear. There was no code orange and code red heat advisories. The game is different. And it's, to me, it's better in the aspect that,
smarter now.
You know, people are safer. Like, people like they just found out my man that died, Demaryius Thomas, had stage 2 CTE. Like, I got guys right now I play with that have CTE. Football is better, but the OGs don't like it because they feel like it's soft. So that's why I said it's tougher for football when you have that debate about is it better. I think that's a better conversation with that. You have more of a debate because yes, there's more points being scored, but who has the advantage? Where the NBA, I feel like, has evolved with the fact that
it's evolved on both sides of the court. Defense,
yeah, basketball has really evolved. Like there's no illegal defense today.
We got people with hands up. Chris had his hand up, and then Certified had his up. I know Neighborhood, and then AJ. I want to be respectful.
Nigga, AJ, what up?
AJ in the band. So, I want to just speak on there. One, I saw loyalty in sports, and I wanted to say, hi, I'm a Kings fan, so I already win this space.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, man. Lifelong Kings fan. So I win this space. I'll just collect my trophy and leave here quickly. But I want to say, Dwight. So Dwight, I was a former pro MMA fighter, and I'm 36, but I feel you on that, because like even in the 90s, like pro kickboxing and Vale Tudo and stuff like that, like they thought that, oh, you know, if we train and we don't wear gear and stuff like that, it'll make us tougher or whatever. But it ended up just making people suck at fighting because they'd be injured all the time. And now everybody wears like full gear all the time when they train and whatever. And it makes them better fighters because there's no better skill than, you know, being available. Like that's a better skill than anything, right? If you're there to actually fight.
Agreed.
So I think a lot of the OGs just like don't understand, because they're like, one, a lot of OGs don't play, like not the actual players, but fans, like a lot of OG fans, they never play the sports. They don't understand, like, if you're injured, you're not going to do as well. So you need to be safer during training so you can actually play during actual game time. So you have all these guys like my dad used to be a pro Muay Thai fighter back in Thailand. He's like in his 50s and he can barely like walk and shit. You know, he can like barely walk and shit because they never train with any safety. Like he has like no knees and stuff like that. Like I trained with a lot of safety gear and stuff, and I'm 36 and I'm very lucky that I can still like get up in the morning and, you know, and do that. Like by the time my dad was my age, 30, he like could barely get up. His hips were like painful. Like he had to like take pain medication every day. It's like, no, man, I don't want to fucking live like that. Like, it's not soft, dude. It's just like, it's just, we learn better. You know, it's not, no one's going to go and talk shit on a doctor for using like scalpels and shit and not bone saws anymore. Like, come on.
Speak on him. No, I'm glad you're saying that. I just want to interject and just reinforce your point, because I have this conversation when I'm on Sundays and Saturdays when I'm watching football and I'm talking to, I try to explain to these guys, and even basketball, it's more about awareness. It's more about modern day, the game of NBA and the NFL evolving, where low management, I know fans get upset if you pay your money to go see somebody not available. But I think when it comes down to it, I am in favor of the player getting more money. I'm in favor of the players having a better brand. I'm also in favor of the players, both in the NFL and the NBA, making sure they take care of their body, man. My homegirl, Leslie Satchel, I can't talk about everything because of clearance, but she went to Bethel. She went to UVA. She was a track star. My homegirl, she works for the NFLPA. They deal with lawsuits on a regular that still go back to the 80s, 90s, and 70s because of concussion, malpractices, and CTEs, man. That's why I'm okay with this new age game, bro. So go ahead. All right, man. Go ahead.
Was it Certified? Yeah. Had his hand up? Who had the hand up next? Let's get to the hands, because we only got like 15 more minutes of the show. I want to make sure you get to the hands. I know Neighborhood had his hand up. Certified, did you still need to say something, bro?
Oh, no, bro. I didn't even know I had my hand up. My bad.
Yeah, thank you.
Go ahead. Oh, I appreciate you, Chris. Thank you, man. We got Neighborhood, AJ, then my dog, T. Cub.
I'm going to keep it a stack. I don't even remember what we talk about no more, bro. It was so many points made, and I went to rebuttal, but I didn't want to cut nobody off. I don't even remember what you're talking about.
My bad, Neighborhood. You know, Neighborhood, I get excited, man. My bad, man.
No, you straight, bro.
Vic was talking some real shit, though.
No, for sure. That's why they want to cut him off.
I remember them days, like, when we had to go to football practice from, like, 7 in the morning to 3:30 in the afternoon. We was fucked up,
it was,
man.
Stupid. I just talked football about that, too. It was stupid. Hampton High School, bro. Yeah. We had 2 days. We practiced from, like, 6 to 10. That's 4 hours.
Yep. Can I say one last thing really quick?
In the afternoon.
Oh, sorry.
And then in the afternoon, Vic could tell you, we just practiced until he thought we did everything perfectly. And sometimes we'll start at 3:30 and end at like 7:30, 8 o'clock. That's 2 days. And you kept doing it all through the week.
All day. Yep. All through the summer, yo. And we was like, by the time the regular season started, yo, our bodies weren't the same for real.
Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Dwight.
Sorry, I just wanted to I just wanted to add to what Dwight was saying. One last thing that I want to say, and this is it for me, but on top of all that other stuff, like quote unquote being soft, like, dude, why are we trying to subject NFL players, NBA players, et cetera, to all this like damage lifelong for a bunch of fucking white dudes who are just making billions of dollars off of them? Like, fuck that.
Fuck your shit, Chris.
Fuck that shit, dude.
You have some hand
I'm serious.
Like, when I was saying football didn't change like that, I was just comparing it to how fast the game of basketball has changed. Like, bro, until 67, you wasn't able to dump for real. Jordan was drafted in 84. That's 17 years prior. Like, a lot changed since then, bro. Like, and I think with football I think most changed. Of the safeties because of no, for sure it did. I'm not.
No, you're saying no. I'm just trying to think. I'm gonna let you finish. You saying?
I'm just saying. I think football changed.
You're saying basketball has evolved more than the NFL.
Can I bring this closer?
Yeah.
Okay. I can just hear.
I don't think. So, me personally, I don't feel like it's a comparison because you can evolve more things.
That's true.
In football than basketball.
That goes unseen in a sense.
What you mean, like as an aspect of the game involved? But like, if you look at football, like you change.
I just feel like the whole game could change more in football than basketball.
Bro, there was like literally like 40 years ago in football, like niggas was still running I for a majority of the game.
Let me just say this. I'm not. I think, and maybe I was going so much. I'm just going to say this. I think today's athlete in football, basketball, I'll even throw in track. And
baseball.
All of them. I think today's athlete is every time, every year, they're becoming more and more cyborgs. Like, they're becoming crazy. Like, whether you're talking receiver, offensive lineman, there was an offensive lineman that ran a 4.7, bruh, at the combine. I mean, I'm just saying, like, today, that's why I don't hate on these young dudes. Like, I look at Ja and his class, all the Tatum, all these, they're special. But that doesn't discredit what somebody might have been able to do in 88. They just took, you know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying.
A lot of times, bro, because it takes me back, LeBron don't get his flowers or people don't feel like people get their flowers. It resonated with me because.
Man, LeBron get his flowers.
Hold on. Here's the thing. When a player's not getting their flowers, think of who's not giving the flowers. It ain't the people who play the sport. It's people on the couch. It's more
fans. LeBron had Cameron Payne talking shit to him, bro. Come on.
Hold on. Time out. This is why I feel like things get lost in translation and we don't really listen to what's being said. Just because I'm competing versus you and I'm talking shit to you, don't mean I'm going to give you your flowers once we done. If I'm competing against you, you not shit. I'm competing. And I want you to feel like I'm not shit. We competing. So I don't fault Cameron Payne for opening up that doorway of LeBron wanting to destroy his ass next time they play. So we can't use that respectfully, bro. But what I'm saying is flowers meaning when we compare the Jordans and LeBrons, people got to realize this. You can compare them and say one is better, but a lot of times I like to compare people. I want to show through my comparison how I'm giving flowers to both of them because I'm making you pay attention to what you might not have known about player A and player B.
Just so y'all know that when y'all new to this space, I know him his whole life. When he go dark, he go dark. He was my brother and friend forever. But when he beat me on senior day, he didn't care if I was falling from a cliff. He broke my heart. So when he says he was talking shit, he don't care who you are.
I
feel that. But do y'all remember the Jordan rule?
You can't limit
for y'all that was in the 90s. Do y'all remember the Jordan rule? Don't talk shit to Jordan.
You got to agitate them niggas you think is better than you. I remember the nigga who at UCLA now.
Niggas still talk shit to Jordan.
I got my whole center dunked on because I was talking shit to that nigga because he had like 10 points at half.
They still talk
shit. Nigga came down and dunked on the nigga. So
niggas was talking shit. You didn't watch the Jordan documentary? The nigga that used to be on that team when he got to the Hornets? And he was talking shit, then Jordan killed him later on in the season. Like niggas was.
Did he never talk shit to him again?
Hey, Cub, go ahead. Bro, you got your hand up, man. My bad.
But he was talking shit though.
I'm like, God damn! I'm gonna forget the point, I tried to be courteous and put my hand up. I ain't want to just fucking jump my in, bad, but bro. God damn, that seemed to be the way to go.
It is.
So I mean, I want to hit back on a couple of earlier points. You know, we talk about these different eras of players and whatnot, and. The they had, the rules had to change. They had to evolve everything that's related to practices and all of that, because it was too much fucking wear and tear. I was in that era of those fucking month long 2 and 3 days. You know, I'm in the Tampa Heat. This motherfucker's getting IV every single day after the morning practice. And we still got the afternoon practice, you know? And so the game had to evolve. The rules had to evolve because, I mean, I watch it now. I couldn't play in the NFL that exists now because I was all about physicality. And so the way that I used to knock motherfuckers out, you can't do that. I'd be out there playing for free because I'm suspended every damn week, you know? But the game had to change. Do I worry about the me having CTE at some point? Hell yeah. Because they gave me a Rydell helmet and they told me that shit was supposed to protect me. Well, come to find out, that was bullshit. It wasn't protecting me out there. Would I have played the game different? I don't know, but at least I would have had the knowledge to say, damn, you know what? Maybe I should not be trying to peel this dude cap back like this. Maybe let me hit him from the side instead of, you know, worrying about me. I don't care about knocking myself out because I'm trying to get his ass. Then somebody talking about agitating. Man, I was a big ass shit talker. That was my era. That's what we did, you know, just to get inside somebody's head. Because I can look from the other side of the field and I'm looking in they huddle and I get eye contact. I'm like, oh yeah, I got that motherfucker. Or don't let me hit a receiver early. And I'm like, whoo, motherfucker's gonna be like this all day long. And I'm talking about, I was playing against some Hall of Fame dudes, man. You know, I played in the era of Marino and Elway and Montana and Steve Young.
Hey nigga, how old are you?
I am 54.
Hey, that's what's up, bro. That's what's up, OG.
You know, and so it's like I played against those dudes.
But bro, what it sound like, bro, is when you was growing up, football was fucking Mandingo fighting my nigga. They didn't give a
it
fuck.
It was.
They was just out here like, hey, go get that nigga.
They didn't.
Y'all was just out here. Y'all was some fucking buff ass Neanderthals just throwing y'all bodies at each other. That shit sound
great. Yeah, it was rough. I was like, hey, no, but look at it. I went to new level. I went to college at 164 pounds, still knocking motherfuckers out. I didn't care. I wasn't no big buff dude, but my heart was big. So that's what it was, you know. So I played at UVA, got there at 164 pounds, redshirted, 4-year starter from there. I get drafted in the league at 188 pounds, playing strong safety. I'm all rookie because I was willing to knock a motherfucker out and do what was necessary.
Hey, cause how tall are you?
5'11".
Nigga, 164 pounds at 5'11", is not small, bro. You're like a little pit bull, my nigga. That's not small. And that's what they call.
Football, that's scrawny, dog.
That's scrawny as fuck.
That's small, bro.
Yeah. 5'11", you're supposed to be like 175.
That's scrawny, bro. That's Chet. Bruh. He was Chet out there playing corner.
Oh yeah!
Oh, he was playing corner. No, that's actually good size.
That's what I'm saying, bro. At
Chet
five,
was out there getting fucked.
5'10", 188, nigga. That's
no, no,
that's
no, no,
big.
No, no.
That was 168.
That's college for sure. But like
in the NFL, I was playing strong safety at 188.
You don't see that
in that era. Back in that era.
Yeah, he was playing safety at 188.
Strong.
I know that nigga. Hey, I know your clothes that must be was on some shit. They had you out there for a reason. They told that nigga one full speed.
You have to have heart views.
If not, you won't.
That nigga has straight line speed downhill. That's all.
You won't gonna see the field.
But I think a lot of the change in the NFL comes from safety and as opposed to basketball. I think a lot of the change comes because niggas are just straight up athletic, bro. Like. Too many people weren't jumping like niggas are jumping now.
Hey,
or they didn't show they did. I know they might have, but they didn't show that they did.
Neighborhood that you probably forgetting to, man, the marketability. They had to get away from the hand checking and the goons from just tackling guys because they couldn't sell the product. So they had to make it high flying. And as you said, the game did evolve with guys start shooting threes and stuff like that, but they saw the less hand checking and the less hard fouls and stuff like that. It became more marketable to the casual fan, to a lot of kids.
Yeah, the more threes came from niggas not wanting to go to the lane no more, bro. Niggas stopped wanting to go to the lane, so they started shooting threes and started euro stepping around people as opposed to banging in the paint and going up. That shit don't happen too much.
Hold on. You said something key. You just said euro step, right?
Yeah.
We tapped into another market, too.
Oh, that's fat. Whoa, nah, they been did that, though.
Peja Stojakovic and all the niggas.
What I'm saying is, it became more global. Them niggas it became more global because when we looked at, like, look at Yao Ming. Is Yao Ming supposed to be in the Hall of Fame?
Yes.
Not no, due to his NBA no.
career. But why
go look at the nigga's resume. Bro, I wasn't a Yao Ming fan, no. my nigga. But why did but go look at that nigga's resume, bro.
But we know why he got in, though.
Go look at that nigga's resume, bro.
Hold on,
the Rockets still use Chinese logos for certain jerseys to this day
because
of that relationship.
Because of him bridging and bringing that market to the NBA. You know what I'm saying? Like, the NBA became global, and as you stated, it started to adapt into European rules.
Already know the NBA trying to find.
So
what is he in the Hall of Fame for?
For the football,
Because of what he did for the game, he was an ambassador.
That's what we doing now, bro. We putting people in the Hall of Fame because
Czar. Here's the thing, bro. Respectfully, you asked me a question. I gave you a definite answer of why Yao Ming's there. But now you're going to say, now that's what we're doing. It ain't what we're doing. I just shared with you why he got in there. It's no different than why Terrell Davis got in the NFL Hall of Fame. It's outliers. It is, bro. Yao Ming is an outlier. People say Trace McGrady shouldn't got in there. People say, did Grant get in yet? I don't know. But it's other people that they feel. Oh, that's all I did, bro.
Yeah, but Yao Ming, bro, come on,
Yao Ming was playing 10 games and still getting voted in an all-star game. Right?
That too.
Bro. My nigga Steve Nash got 2 MVPs.
Everybody get a gold jacket.
Steve Nash got 2 MVPs, bro. He's way more deserving than Yao Ming's Hall of Fame selection.
Steve Nash got 2 MVPs over Shaq, Kobe, Tracy McGrady. All these niggas, bro, and nobody said nothing about it.
Because MVP is a popularity vote.
It's a lot of pushback for those.
No, everybody. This was before it became fan voting, bro.
It's a popularity vote. If you look at it, bro, you're not going to win multiple MVPs unless you like by the media.
If Steve Nash got two, CP3
like
won.
Kobe and them,
nah,
like,
fuck
you're
Chris
not going to win multiple,
and,
bro.
And to the football point, though, the reason that NFL's marketing and the game's evolving as well is because at the end of the day, the players are the product. If these niggas keep getting injured, it makes it bad for the business.
That's what I said. It changed because of safety.
Yeah, and that's why specifically for quarterbacks, they're the most protected by any group because they're the biggest face of the NFL. It's all for pushing the product at the end of the day. At the end of the day, if I can have quarterbacks play 20 years and bring 20 years worth of fandom and revenue versus niggas getting injured and having their careers ended in 7 years to 10 years to even 5 sometimes, it makes more sense to keep the game more safe.
So if you look at it like this, to piggyback off that, look at the NBA. There was no defensive three-second back in the day, right? Because Neighborhood made a great point about the guards going to the hole, don't want to get that, you know, get depleted at football term. So they put defensive 3 seconds in, they take hand checking away, the athletes steady improving, the ball handlers, like, because you got people specializing. Hold on, let me finish. You got people specializing. So that entails what the game's going to do. It's going to become harder now. Because now I can't have a big man just chilling in the paint. And you specialize in actually ball handling now, like the Zeke's and the Chris Jacks. Like, it was a select few when Mike and them played where you had point guards who could do everything with the ball. Today, every point guard could do everything with the ball. You know what I'm saying? Because of what you said. They evolve. It got better. And we should want that as old heads. We should want to say the sport is better than what it was when I got here. Because if it's not, we fucking fail.
The key
is goddamn flopping.
The biggest example of that, too, is just center play. You can literally go center play. Jokic and Embiid.
Yes.
Simple.
Yes. Absolutely. Vig, go ahead, bro. You said flopping like they won't flop, man.
It's a lot of flopping
go ahead,
right now.
Go ahead.
There's always been a lot of flopping.
Thank you.
What are y'all talking about? It's always
thank
been
you,
a lot of flopping.
LeBron
don't feed
fly,
it to
everybody
him.
Flopping.
Don't feed it to him. Don't feed it to him.
It's
ahead,
always
Vig.
Been a lot of flopping,
Vig,
bro.
Go
stop
ahead.
That shit.
Go ahead,
you got James Harden flopping with the elbows and all that shit.
Go, bro. Let me go.
I don't know what I'm talking about. My bad. That's bizarre. My bad.
I know. You're right. That's why I said don't even feed into him. Go ahead, Vic.
Yeah, I'm just going to add on to the a thing we missed with the evolution of basketball analytics. You know what I mean? So when we
bro,
talk about
thank you.
We shooting more 3-pointers, it's analytics. Threes are 50% more than twos. Somebody found that out, and that's when.
On a beautiful run through the park on a pleasant day, you can easily get lost.
No, no, no! She didn't kill him.
Huh? In your true crime podcast.
It was the pool guy. so obvious.
Whatever motivates you works for us. It's all about letting your run be your run. And Brooks is here for every runner, doing the research and sweating the details to create gear that works for you. It's your run. Brooks, run happy.
Somebody, you know who found Antonio.
Bro, look. Yeah, and then, hey, the piggyback, I'm going to cut you off real quick. I'm going to get the mic right back, though. I'm going to get the mic right back. Bro, analytics told us that Melo in his prime couldn't play basketball no more because of his mid-range shooting percentage. Advanced analytics is just some fucking people in suits who ain't never hooped before, who ain't never coached, who ain't never did shit, or crunch some numbers and change the game and sold it to coaches, bro. Every coach has an analytics guy now. Well, every coach has an analytics guy now. Go ahead, bro. That's all I wanted to say.
But listen, all right.
Because, like you can
hold on, hold on,
no, let's talk.
Hold up, fam. You know what I mean? I played basketball. So the fact of all that could be true, right? But this is where analytics came or whatever. 2007.
Zar just changed his profile pic.
That was one of the most least watched NBA finals ever.
It was
two defensive teams, right? It was two defensive teams. Look at what happened with the NBA after 2007. It became more offensive. More analytics was used. Three-pointers went up.
Yep.
If you don't believe me,
that's a great
go
point.
Check it.
That's a great
Go look at the best shooters around that time. Look at Ray Allen's shooting compared from 07. Before that, he wasn't shooting more than 200-300 threes a year. Go look it up, bro.
That's why I don't get excited about Steph Curry when he got drafted to the Celtics. He's the best shooter. I'm just gonna leave that there.
Go then. You see 2007 when he went to the Celtics. Go look at how much his threes went up. Yeah, and even then,
you're right. But 2007, 2008, he went there. We talk and about, even then, about the 2007 finals.
And even then, bro. And even then, though, Steph Curry still shoots 150 more threes per year than Ray Allen ever did in his career. Look it up. If I'm lying, my nigga, I will cash out whoever tells me I'm lying. Right.
And we're not arguing that. It should be
I know. But that's just crazy, bro. Yeah. If Ray shot as many threes as Steph did, that record would be untouchable.
Yep.
And Ray Allen was only a three-point shooter. He was only a three-point shooter for half his career, bro. He was in the league for 20 years, bro. Seven of those years, he was a spot-up shooter.
I forget he was using Shuttleworth the first half.
Yes, sir.
Bro, niggas have a debate. Who's better, Klay Thompson or Ray Allen? Nigga, almost
ain't no debate, bro. It ain't no debate.
RTB, go ahead, bro. You got your hand up. We got 5 minutes left.
The thing I don't like about the NBA is like the vote with the voting and everything. I just feel like the media and the players should all congregate to make people MVPs and shit. Because if you look at it, bro, the media doesn't see Kobe as the way his players that played against him or played when he was playing. Like they don't see him. They don't see them in the same aspect. And guys that win MVPs, like if you have like a certain mentality or the media sees you a type of way, you're not going to win multiple MVPs. Like, I don't even like fucking James Harden, bro, but he definitely got cheated out. He's supposed to have two MVPs. He's supposed to have
Russ
two MVPs.
Shaggy, yeah.
Russ too.
Like, he's supposed to have, supposed to have two MVPs. Like, if you see the guys that win multiple MVPs, those are like character guys. Like,
listen, bro.
It's Giannis.
Let me ask y'all something real quick. Why did Russ win MVP?
Because he did triple double.
Right, he did that four times.
After that,
he did that four times within those 5 years. We won MVP. He only got one MVP.
Why he won that MVP though?
He won it because he broke a record they didn't think it'd ever be broken.
Yeah, but it was also played into the whole narrative of Kevin Durant leaving and him making them.
But he did that five times though. He averaged a triple double four times in his career, bro.
No, that's why I said he should be congregated. Because the first season after Kevin Durant left, the entire narrative around the Thunder was that they were going to suck.
Yep.
And then Russell averaged a triple double and took them to the playoffs. So they fed into that narrative and gave him that shit, which makes sense.
It's always about narrative.
And then
I don't know
if y'all averaged a triple double and won't even all NBA like that.
I don't know if y'all remember or not. Remember Kobe last year, how they trashed him because he was playing bad?
I'm from LA, bro. I know why they were trashing Kobe. I'm from LA. They were trashing Kobe because he was holding up all that roster room and money and holding the Lakers from rebuilding. That's why they was hating on Kobe.
No, the media just don't appreciate.
This is just coming from the LA media, bro.
Hold on, this takes me to what I was saying earlier about Flowers. The folks who don't play are the ones who don't give these guys their flowers and their respect. The guys who play do. They really do, man. Like, as much, like, I see it a lot, man. You see, and I ain't taking no slights at them, like the Nick Wrights, and I'm just naming names, but all these talking heads, they be the ones who devalue somebody's greatness or somebody's
niggas
career.
In suits who ain't never moved.
But when you
they
see
doing
somebody.
Their job.
Yeah.
Critics without credentials is what they are. They're critics without credentials.
Like Shaggy said, they're doing their job because when they say something like that, the pushback is welcome because the pushback brings views, money, revenue. You know what I'm saying? So,
bro, they got that nigga Stephen A on every ESPN show. By the third show, the nigga done ran out of takes. He just gonna start.
Man, that shit is all just propaganda now because majority of fans now are just. They're just casual fans. Like, a lot of people only watch basketball and bro, get to the playoffs.
They watch first take.
How about this? How about this? None of these analysts will have no jobs. Stephen A., none of these niggas will have no jobs if social media didn't exist. They get all their material from social media, bro. They get all their material from social media. There's probably an ESPN nigga in here right now getting some. So hold on. I didn't see it. I want to say something.
That was some wild shit.
Hold on. Respect from you. I do want to say this because I don't want to like shit on Stephen A. Stephen A. was dope as a writer, a journalist. Like he was still dope. Will he be as big as he was? That remains to be seen. You make a great point about that neighborhood. That's the one thing we can say. Social media has allowed certain individuals to truly blow the hell up. Just like social media has caused a lot of vitriol towards LeBron James and the Kevin Durant. Compared to back when Mike in the play, because you were in capsule, like you had to hear through the grapevine if somebody didn't like Mike and stuff. So that is a great point. There's some talking heads, but even Skip Bayless, he was accomplished as a journalist, person who wrote in the for the paper. He wrote a book on Troy Aikman when he tried to allegedly say that he was, you know, gay. But those guys had their lanes, but would they be making the money they're making today? Probably not, because how big social media is. So that is a good point though.
I'm talking material, bro. I be seeing them post tweets on their shows.
Oh, absolutely.
And they have hosts and segments about it.
No,
I'm
right.
Not saying they'll be famous.
No. I'm not disagreeing with you on that. I mean, but here's the thing, bro. When you are the big dog, because comedians do this. They go in little hole-in-the-wall-ass comedy clubs and pluck. Hey. I give you some writing credit. Let me get that. Don't say nothing. I give you a couple thousand here. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody is taken from somebody. You see mainstream artists go to battle rap events and just get new ideas and get that hunger. So, yeah, you on the
side. But I think a part of why LeBron don't get his pushback is because what y'all was talking about earlier about, like, niggas, like, older niggas not respecting newer niggas. Like, all the older niggas just got used to fucking with Kobe. So they was like, nah, Kobe, my GOAT. Fuck this new nigga, LeBron James. He don't got no rings, blah, 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 blah. Are y'all shitting me? I'm averaging 27, 8, and 6 in my second year in the league. What are we talking about?
Them not saying LeBron's not their GOAT, is that dissing, bro? Or that just...
No, it's the reasoning. They start bringing up. They start moving his goalpost. Okay. They start moving his goalpost, bro.
Yeah,
he don't got rings.
That's them protecting their favorite. Yeah.
I didn't hear the ring conversation.
When you talk about LeBron, Jordan, Kobe, niggas talk about, LeBron will take the last shot. Mm-hmm. He don't hit game. Bro, it's all the same bullshit. That's why it's hard to have conversations. Like I can see the side with Jordan's to go, and I can see the side with LeBron's to go. Kobe, I'm going to keep it a band. I fuck with Kobe a lot, but I actually rank players to me based off, you know, try to be non-biased. And Kobe's from Lower Merion, pretty much Philly. And he not better than Tim Duncan to me all the time.
I was about to say, is it because of Tim Duncan it makes it hard?
Hold on. Well, I think because I rate these players based off originality, bro. And as much as I fuck with Kobe being Bryant, my nigga, he's a great value Jordan. That's not a great value Jordan is still Kobe fucking Bryant. Don't get me wrong. He's the second best shooting guard of all time. LeBron James is the
Jordan,
first.
Bro. Y'all be lying.
No, he's not.
Y'all be lying,
bro. Bro, look.
Real handle. Kobe ain't hit the post off.
Let me tell you this, bro. Look. MJ had 10 scoring titles in 17 years, my nigga.
MJ
what are we talking about?
The fucking post.
He had seven time, damn he had 10 scoring titles in 17 years.
So, yeah, MJ went to the post once Phil and Tex Winter took control. Before then,
he had to go to the post. Do you know what a triangle offense is, bro?
Yeah. My nigga, it was implemented to help Jordan, my nigga.
Let me just answer Shaggy. I'm not going to get into debate if it was better than Kobe. I'm just saying Mike could create.
He could not create that good.
That's fine, bro. That's fine if you think he can't create that good.
It's facts. But, he couldn't shoot the three.
Whoa. So the three ball wasn't even as prevalent as it is today. Even Kobe started shooting threes later. Well, you know, at the air ball, but he got into shooting threes later because the game started transitioning that. So you're not wrong for the three-point ball. Three-point ball wasn't something he specialized in because it wasn't needed for him.
He couldn't shoot it.
I mean, all right. But
Those percentages is nasty. They are.
I can't beat that. So that's why you notice I ain't saying that about that. You notice how I'm ignoring that and going to a different spot. But I'm gonna let neighborhood whoever was speaking to you.
But then let them tell you they're gonna bring
Kobe. Kobe didn't trust his teammates, bro.
He's struggling, huh?
I ain't gonna say nothing about that, Leach, because that was one game. That was an outlier.
Whether Kobe had the ability to be a better playmaker than Jordan, I don't know, but. Kobe straight up said he didn't trust
playmaking, bro. Kobe scoring as well.
Kobe straight up said he didn't trust his teammates.
So who's a better scorer, Mike or Kobe?
That's humbly the one.
You said who the better what?
Michael Jeffrey Jordan is the best. Michael Jeffrey Jordan is a better scorer.
Hey, look, Shaggy, I can't.
Don't shoot the three.
So here's the thing,
Ahmad. That got his handle. Bro. It wasn't the best.
But here's the thing I'm not going to do, Shaggy. I'm not going to try to argue down for somebody that you grew up watching. I grew up watching Mike and Kobe.
We can go watch the film.
That's fine.
Handle wasn't the best.
So
it wasn't.
We can go to Shaggy.
It wasn't the best.
That's fine.
Why does handle don't mean shit though, bro?
Kobe had the handle.
Magic Johnson.
He had the post game. He had the three ball. He had everything.
Magic Johnson didn't have a good handle.
Here's the thing.
Hold on, Shaggy. If that's your case, is Penny Hardaway better than Kobe? Because Penny Hardaway's handle is better than Kobe's.
Are you listening?
Here's the thing.
That's the determining factor. Hold on, let me answer Shaggy. That's the determining factor why MJ is better. I said multiple things, my nigga. I hate when y'all niggas don't listen.
Here's the thing, bro. One thing I can't deny, and I'm not going to be dumb and be that old head. I will hope Kobe shoots the three ball better than Mike did. So, yes, you are right.
Yeah, we know that.
You're right.
That percentage is disgusting.
Right. No. But here, why?
You're like 4 seasons where he's shot right. Under 20%.
So, that's fine.
You know some funny shit
about
the
Hold on, neighborhood, But we seen Mike average. So, do assists equate to playmaking?
Yeah, but, you know, playmaking...
The people got to make the shot. Go ahead, neighborhood. The people do got to still make the shot.
I was going to say, the funny thing about this whole combo is there's a couple players that are like, don't matter what generation you put them in or hoopers, Kevin Garnett is one of them niggas.
Not for me.
I was talking about creating, I was just talking about passing. No, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, because you know, he was in the post because he was 6'6", 6'7". Had a bunch of little-ass guards.
Shaggy, real quick, can I ask you a question? He didn't do that until he got big, though, bro. Until he got buff, until he started getting beat up.
You know when he started Detroit. Hold on, neighborhood. You know when Kobe started going in the post? Guess who was the coach? The same two coaches that put Mike in the post.
That's what I'm saying. That triangle posting up, that shit benefited both of them niggas.
Facts.
Because they bigger than the niggas guarding them.
What did Phil say the biggest difference between Mike and Kobe was? That Mike had remember. What? Mike had those
big hands.
Those big hands. And it made a difference.
And let's be real, MJ was more athletic, so...
Hey, look, I gotta close this up because that's gonna be a whole another hour right there.
Wait, hold on.
Wait.
Do you think Craig Roby was different in relation to shooting and other offensive aspects?
So what I'm saying is,
I said athletic. I didn't say shooting.
So what I'm saying with the hand side allows you to manipulate. Allows you to when you could really manipulate your hand, like manipulate the ball with your hand, bro. If you play hoops, can you palm a ball?
Yeah.
I can't. Yeah.
With both hands.
So, for people who palm the ball, they know what so, here's the thing. Whoa, basketball.
I
got to
do
sorry.
Two hands when I dunk. That shit kind of
I'm sorry, basketball.
Jesus Christ.
For folks who could palm, and I'm not a hooper, but I could palm a basketball.
Me too.
It makes it easier, bro. Like, you could do a lot more. Like, Bubba Chuck had long arms, and he got mitts. That's why his crossover was illegal, because what he can do with the basketball with those mitts. And I'm not saying that makes it better. You know, Kobe and Mike. I was just speaking on a dude who coached both of them and said that was the biggest difference between them two. You notice I wasn't saying that somebody was better.
No, neighborhood. Why do you think Kevin Garnett can't translate to any era?
Ooh. Kevin Durant, you mean?
Because I look at power forwards now, and I look at where KG at 6'10 would be as a power forward right now, and I just don't think he's banging with
the
power forward right now.
Are you forgetting the era he played in?
This is just my opinion, bro.
He played
at the end of that
era, bro.
I got pushback to your opinion, right? So when we was watching Kevin Garnett on the Celtics, and the nigga was
playing three.
One,
no, that's the weakest KG. I'm thinking KG when he was banging on shit in Minnesota.
KG
in
Minnesota.
KG was still a three. Nasty.
When KG was switching 1-5 on the Celtics, you don't think that can translate to any era? Man, especially nowadays.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Who was he switching 1-5 to? Who was the biggest five he was guarding?
KG came in the era in 1995, bro. He
just answer my question. Just answer my question real quick. What five was KG switching on to?
What type of point are you making here? He played against Tim.
So
because like
David Robinson against David Robinson and Tim Duncan.
Hold on,
bro.
Not
what
just that. We forgetting the name. Did he play against Akeem?
Yes. He came in 1995-96, bro. He caught that error, bro. So what are you talking about? He couldn't play in the era.
I just don't think he played in
the league at 18 years old, bro.
He came in at 17. He was one of the last to come fresh out of high school. I know everything about KG, my nigga.
But he played in 1995.
So respectful, man. I gotta end this space. Man, I really do. I gave y'all 35 extra minutes because I usually end earlier than this. But I appreciate everybody that's tapped in. Make sure you follow the speakers, man, the host, the co-host. We follow back with each other. And make sure y'all get some rest because Ashley got her space later tonight at 9, I believe. So I'm pretty sure y'all going to spill over and talk about some of the same stuff.
Yeah, I'm in.
But yeah. Yo, where is Ray at,
N1.
Where is Ray? Hey. Hey, but I appreciate y'all, man. We be back up here tomorrow.
That nigga KG,
man,
called out and said, "I want to guard Kareem," but he can't guard Scottie
Pippen over Jordan.
Hey, Shaggy, I'm going to let you have that last ball, too, because you my guy.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.